we should write and bring some of it out. That the hell. Mm. Well, let's see. Where was I? Oh, yeah. I was going to ask you. Halfway between 7 o'clock and 8 o'clock is what time?
I mean, 7:30?
Okay. is there any other way of saying that? Any other way of saying 7:30?
Half past 7.
Okay. If it's 15 minutes later than that, what time would you say it is?
Well, I'd say it's 15 minutes to 8.
Okay. Any other way of saying that?
A quarter to 8.
Okay. If you've been doing something for a long time, you'd say, I've been doing that for quite...
Several years.
Okay. And let's see, if 1976 was last year, then 1977 is...
This year.
Okay. If a child had just had his third birthday, you'd say he is...
3 years old.
Okay. And if something happened about this time last year, you'd say it happened?
Last year.
Okay. If something happened on exactly the same day last year, you'd say it happened exactly a?
Same day.
Okay. You might look up at the clouds, at the sky, and say,
Look like rain.
Okay. You might look up at the sky and see there are no clouds around, and say, I believe we're going to have a?
Hot day.
Okay. Yeah, that's the truth. If it's not that way and the sun's not shining, you'd say, well, it's going to be kind of a...
Can't tell what it's going to turn out to be.
Okay. If the clouds are coming up and getting thicker and thicker, you'd say, and you figure, you know, it might rain or something, you'd say, well, the weather is...
Change. It looks like it's going to change.
Okay. And if it's been cloudy, but the clouds are going away and the sun comes out, you'd say the weather is...
Clear up.
Okay.
No rain.
See, enough of this clear weather. Suit me. I'd like to see some other current.
Rainy weather.
Yeah. If you get a real heavy rain or a real hard rain, say like about an inch or two in an hour, you'd say you've had a real...
Real good shower.
Okay. Let's see, suppose that there was a lot of lightning and so on with the wind and the rain, you'd say we had a...
Like a storm.
Okay.
Thunderstorm.
Okay. You might say the rain poured and the wind...
Blew.
Okay. And if you had some clothes out on the line and you went out and they were all on the ground, you'd say the wind must have...
Blew them off.
Okay. If the wind is coming from that direction, you'd say the wind is...
Coming from the south.
Okay. And let's see. If a wind is coming from halfway between the south and the west, you'd call a what?
I'd call it a southwest.
Okay. And halfway between the south and the east?
Southeast.
Okay. In between the east and the north?
Northeast.
Okay. In between the west and the north?
Northwest.
These are stupid.
Huh? What'd you say?
See. Oh, if it's raining, but not raining very hard.
Just showering.
Okay. And if it's raining real, real, real hard, you'd say it's a...
And it's really pouring down.
Okay. what if it's kind of in between?
Well, it just rains all around.
Okay. If you go out in the morning and you can't see across the road, you know...
Foggy.
Okay. And, what do you call that stuff that makes it foggy?
Dew.
Okay. if you've gone... How long has it been here without any rain?
Oh, I don't know. Oh, I missed the last shower about 3 weeks.
3 weeks ago?
Mm-hmm.
If you go, I don't know, 6 weeks or more without rain, what would you call it?
Getting dry.
Okay. Okay. If it's a real, real long dry spell, do you have a different name for it?
Drought.
Okay. Say the wind has been real gentle and it's gradually getting stronger and stronger, you'd say the wind is...
is increasing.
Okay. And if it's just the opposite and the wind's been strong, it's getting weaker and weaker, you'd say the wind is...
and lighter, light.
Okay. And if you walk out in the morning in the fall, you find it's cold, but it feels kind of good, you know, you'd say, well, gee, this morning it's kind of...
cool.
And if you go out in the morning, there's white coating, you know, on the ground, and nothing just kills the tomatoes, maybe. And you'd say, well,
frost.
Okay. And you might say, last night it was so cold, the lake did what?
Froze over.
Okay.